Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine.
Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, for years and years and years, I know people who have gone up to New York State and tried some of the wines and came back carrying tales of pretty good quality, especially in the whites. And you have done us all a favor. You've taken a look at some of these and come back with a report.
Well, I have. Although this is certainly not a definitive report by any stretch of the imagination. I think actually I'm going to explore this area a couple more times in the next year or two, just because I think it's interesting. Wine production in New York dates back to the 17th century, so they've had a little practice. When the Dutch and the Huguenots planted the first vines in the Hudson Valley. We don't talk about them much, but New York is the third largest producer of wine behind California and Washington State, albeit much of the production is Native American, Concord, Labrusca varieties. But they do have a small amount of vinifera, which is the classic wine grapes, wines being produced in the region. Most prevalently, probably you would see Riesling and Chardonnay. And over time, the Finger Lakes area and then the North Fork of Long Island have emerged as being sort of the predominant or the more successful, probably a better word, for production of better quality wines. Here are three that I tried. One is from a producer called Influence Wines. And this is their 2021 Riesling. It's from the Finger Lakes area. And there's much to like here. The wine is pale straw, subtle nose of spice, apricot, and peach. Pretty classic Riesling, which follows on the palate. Nice, crisp structure. I would really like to have this with a slow-cooked pork shoulder. I think it would be spectacular that way. 12% ABV and sells for $14.99. So, as I said, there's much to like here.
Hugh, what style of Riesling was it? Bone dry or a little off dry?
No, it's pretty dry. I mean, it's definitely not, you know, it's more Cabernet slash maybe Spätlese, but definitely nothing much more than that. More probably Cabernet. Right. Next was the Influence 2017 Malbec, the North Fork of Long Island. And this had all of your textbook bullet points for Malbec: deep garnet, nose of spice and berry, rounded fruit tempered by subtle dusty tannin, and good acidity. It was pleasant, but slightly underwhelming, and sells for $20.99. Now, far and away, the most interesting wine was from something called Brooklyn Enology, a woman-owned, natural, low-intervention wine called Broken Land from 2020. This is an orange wine. And for those of you who are not familiar with the term, and I really wasn't, it's a type of wine made by leaving the grape skins and seeds in contact with the juice and creating a deep orange-hued product. And you take the grapes, you mash them up, you put them in a large vessel and kind of let things just happen, hence the low intervention term. The wines are produced this way are very different, and this one is a classic example. The winemaker states it begins with Pinot Gris, and then which is fermented on its skins. Then they do it over Gewürztraminer skins. Then they put it in a vessel, blend it out with Sauvignon Blanc, and then put it in French oak barrels. It is very different. Interesting nose of sort of crushed rose petals, and bordering on the sour when you actually finish the thing. It's just a very, very different wine, $30.99, so not inexpensive. My wine of the week, Influencer Riesling at $14.99. Good Riesling, great value.
That does sound like a great value. Thanks a lot, Hugh.
You're welcome, Al.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.